It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels being joined by Angus and Julia Stone. Welcome.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
I really appreciate you guys coming out and doing this live session today. We've been big fans of you for a while. I'm almost tempted to throw out an old Motown, you know, Reunited, and it feels so good. But you can't escape. I mean, by now, the interviews you've done, I'm sure you can escape the fact that in the making of this new album, you did reunite, and there's been at least some credit given to Rick Rubin, the producer, in kind of like encouraging you guys to come back together and perform. Walk us through how all that transpired and how the making of the new album took place here in Los Angeles.
I guess Angus and I had decided after our last record together that we wanted to work on solo projects, and I think it was something a long time in the making. We had been touring together for about 7 years, and so we went off and we made our own records, and it was kind of, you know, bittersweet, you know, very much something we wanted and needed to do, but also, you know, saying goodbye for what seemed for us like an indefinite period of time. We had no conversations about making another record together. And during our solo tours, I think Angus was in the States and I was in Europe, and we both were contacted by Rick, and he basically was just saying he liked our music and he wanted to meet up, and that was the kind of beginning of it. We both met up with him in Malibu and spent some time together, and really, really liked Rick straight away. And then, yeah, he sort of said, I really want to make a record with the two of you together. And that was the beginning of Angus and I starting to chat about the idea of it and whether we were ready for that or wanted that after having spent this time on our own. And yeah, it was good. It was really nice for us, actually, because it was a reason to start talking and chatting again. We're very independent people, and it sort of brought us back to just finding out about each other's lives and then eventually into the studio.
Now, you know, I have to, for the uninformed, let everyone know that you're brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
and that obviously, you know, you have the family dynamic, the, you know, growing up and, you know, getting in fights and whatever else, you know, brother and sisters do. And if Rick hadn't had, and he's quite known for being a vibe guy, if he hadn't had the right vibe, would you have maybe just said, you know what, we've been pursuing this, we don't feel quite ready yet? Do you think he was that big of a catalyst in the decision?
Yeah, I mean, Julia and I, we got to, you know, we met Rick and it was really cool and awesome. But we got to the stage where we kind of were, because we hadn't written together or played together for so long, and we sort of sat down and we said, if anything feels wrong at any time, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Rick Rubin or, you know, all these deals on the table, we can just, let's just make a decision. We can just walk away if it doesn't feel right. And I think talking about that and being open in that way, it was a positive step into making this record, and it kind of cleared it up, you know.
Thank you.
good child.
Talk to us about just hanging out in Malibu and picking up the vibe, man.
Yeah, he's got a good patch of lawn. You know, you kind of go out and just lie down, and you can see the sea in the horizon, and you know, the palm trees swaying. It's a very magical place to be. But also, yeah, just I mean, the vibe in the hallway. Always in Shangri-La, it's, you know, you can feel who's been there, and just, you know, all the moments that have been had, and it's something that you definitely pick up on. But yeah, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Did the writing like become a form of communication that you were sharing in that moment, and how did the writing process occur?
Well, I think for both of us, writing songs has always been a way of communicating what we're going through. Angus and I don't really get down about like the details of each other's lives, but when a song is being written, we both have seen so much and know what's happening, but the kind of thing of writing together had never felt like a natural place to go for us, and it wasn't something we ever talked about. We just write songs and we record them and we tour, and then this time round, I guess we'd changed a lot in our time apart, and we'd had the space, I think, to, like, you know, to reflect and to respect and appreciate each other in a way that maybe we hadn't as much before. And so when we got into the pre-production for the record and we were jamming with some mates over in Beechwood Canyon, and we got in there, we had all these great electric guitars and amps, and it sort of felt like a natural place to go, you know. It was like, what are we going to do differently this time that we haven't done before? And we just kind of started singing line for line, and bits of Angus's thoughts or feelings and bits of my thoughts and feelings, and they sort of all immersed into each other. And yeah, it was fun. Sometimes we'd just jam on ideas for, you know, half an hour, and then on the drive home we'd listen to it. And we both knew we were onto something when, you know, just be driving along and then look at each other when we heard something that felt good. And that was a really nice experience for me, and I think for Angus.
There seemed to be a little bit of attention paid to the rhythm section and the beat, et cetera, of the record. Am I hearing that correctly? And was that something that you were cognizant of and went for?
Yeah. When we were sort of piecing, we were coming together and talking about, you know, recording up at Shangri-La, we were kind of like, so, you know, should we bring guys, or have you got someone in mind? And Rick said, I got some cats, and you guys just rock up and you know, we'll see if it works. If it doesn't work, we'll get your guys in. And then and we sort of did it in that way where we played with Rick's guys, who was Chris Daddy Dave on drums, and he's, you know, he's got that badass pop on his snare, and you know, that guy's incredible. He's he went to, what school was it, with Matt Johnson, our drummer. They actually went to school together.
Mm.
We had Matt Johnson come in and do a session, and they both didn't know each other would be there. And Maddie walked in and he was just like, hey, man, what's going on? It was like this really cool thing. But yeah.
So they knew each other.
Yeah,
they went through high school together in Texas. Two of the best drummers in the world. It's like, yeah, but they hadn't seen each other since high school. It was crazy. It was like, it was a pretty crazy, amazing moment. There are a few like that. But yeah, and also I think Rick had a big, when I first met up with Rick, he was saying to make a record that like sounds like us, but he wanted it to feel groovier, you know, like to be a groovy record. And I think using Chris was part of that. And then like a lot of focus was on the sound of the drums and the kind of tying in together, making it groove between the bass player and the drummer. And then I think something about Rick as well, he really loves hearing the story. The vocals and the lyrics are the most important. The beat and the vocals and the lyrics. And if that's all there, then you got the song.
The forthcoming show in Los Angeles on October 7th is already sold out. I think there's still tickets for the San Diego show. So in terms of my wanting to do housekeeping on the upcoming tour, I guess unless you're going to add a second show, our friends in our listening audience need to drive down to San Diego. But you're making beautiful music together and you're sharing it with us and you're feeling great about it. So knock on wood, that's the way we want things to be for Angus and Julia Stone.
Thank you.
So we really appreciate you coming out today. And we want everyone, obviously the new album, which is eponymous. I love that word, eponymous.
What does eponymous mean?
Well, it means that it's Angus and Julia Stone, that it's named after your name. Ah. It's, you know, it's just, that's the name of the album. That's eponymous. Your name, and that's the name of the album. Word economy.
Okay. So I'm writing this down here.
Julia's got a pen out.
I got my pen out. Word of the day. I like these.
So it's out and available, and we want our listeners to enjoy the album and enjoy the songs they've been hearing on KCSN. And we want to thank you for providing a very enjoyable experience performing live on KCSN today. Angus and Julia Stone, thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
You.
You got it.